human. Not only do I believe that there is power in the blood, but I believe there's power in the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I'm telling you, the Word of God will break a man in half. I don't care who he is. I've seen him in jail. I've seen him in prison. Hardness criminal. Seemed like the hardest heart, but this Bible will break it. Amen. It's alive. It reads us tonight. Amen. All right. Open your Bible tonight to the book of John, chapter number 16. I appreciate the opportunity tonight, and plead with you this evening, if you would, to continue to remember our pastor in your prayers. Amen. Daily, multiple times daily, when God puts him on your heart, that God would strengthen him. And bring him back to where he can feed us the Word of God. John chapter number 16, I'm going to read one verse of Scripture tonight, try to bring you what God's put on my heart. Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Let's bow our heads, please, in a moment of prayer. Our Father, I'm so thankful for your precious word tonight. I'm thankful for the privilege that you've given us again to stand tonight and open the pages of this blessed book. I pray, Heavenly Father, if there's anybody here tonight that's lost without God, I pray that the Holy Ghost would convict them and draw them to the Lord Jesus Christ. They'd get saved tonight. Pray, Heavenly Father, tonight that you'd feed us from your word. Anoint us afresh with the Holy Ghost. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Give us unction, power tonight to preach your infallible word. Our Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I read a verse of Scripture that our pastor quoted this morning while preaching the morning message. This thought's been on my heart now for several weeks, and I want to just give it to you tonight the way that God has given it to me, and hope and pray that God will touch you tonight. Our Lord Jesus Christ said it is expedient. That means tonight that it is profitable. It also means tonight that it's better. And notice what Jesus said for you. That means for us. He was speaking to his disciples. And I'm going to bring us up to that tonight. But he was talking to his disciples and said it's profitable for you that I go away. Profitable. Now I want to go back for just a little bit tonight in the scripture. As God has laid upon my heart, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that John the Baptist baptized him. Scripture said that Jesus was about the age of 30 years old. And when John the Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus Christ, the scripture said that the heavens opened and a voice from heaven spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." John said this, that there was a spirit, the Spirit of God came upon him as a dove and lit upon him. And the Lord Jesus Christ was led up from there, from baptism. Then he went into the wilderness for 40 days. The Bible said this, that for 40 days that our Lord Jesus Christ didn't eat any bread. He ate nothing at all. And after 40 days, the Bible said that the devil came to him and tempted him. He tempted him three different times. And the scripture said this, that after he tempted him and the temptation was over, that the devil left him, but yet one of the Gospels tells us that he left him for a season. And from that time, the Bible tells us that Jesus came out of the wilderness and he came back with power, filled with the Holy Ghost, filled and anointed by God the Father with the Holy Ghost, preaching that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our Lord Jesus Christ, you break down all the Gospels, not all of them tell the same thing, but I do know this, that the Bible said that everything that Christ done, the pages in this Bible could not contain. But when the Son of God came back out of that wilderness and he began to preach the Word of God, never a man spake like this man. Never a man had power like this man. God the Father filled him with the Holy Ghost. The Son of God then began to pick out his disciples. He picked out 12 disciples. And he said, I have chosen you. And the Bible said that Jesus spoke and said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. And it said that he specified the fact that it was speaking of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And of course, we know that if you studied your Bible tonight, that he is the one that betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ. I find that from 30 year old till approximately 33 and a third, 33 and a half, about the years of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples and said, you've been with me from the beginning. And he's talking about from the beginning of his ministry. They watched him as he opened blinded eyes. They watched him as he healed those that were lame. He watched him as he opened the deaf ears. He watched him as he raised those from the grave. Listen, my friend, Jesus came with power of the Holy Ghost. And the scripture tells us this, that all those 3 years his disciples spent with him. This blesses my heart. I began to read back in the Bible this afternoon and read some scripture, and our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples and they were following him throughout his ministry. And I went back over in the book of John and they watched him for 3.5 years as he taught and as he spake the word of God and as he healed those that were about those. And it said this in John chapter number 12, that 6 days before the Passover came, we've come a little over three years now from the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to get to the meat tonight here in just a little bit of the message. But I want you to follow me tonight in the Word of God. And I trust and pray that God will speak to our hearts tonight from his infallible word. In John chapter number 12, our Lord Jesus Christ came 6 days prior to the Passover. And he came to the house of Lazarus. And the Bible said this is the one that had been dead, but Jesus raised him from the dead. The scripture said that they made him supper. And Martha served, but Mary came in, and the Bible said that she had a pound of ointment. A pound of ointment. It said it was very costly. The scripture said that she got down and began to anoint the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anoint them and rub his feet, and took the hairs of her head and wiped the feet of the Son of God. And there was Judas. Remember when I said a few moments ago that when Jesus was at the end of the testing and trial, tempting of the devil, that the devil left for a season. Well, here he shows up again now. Here he is, and he said this woman wiped his feet with her hair, and Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, the one that should betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold? Why was it not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And the scripture said that he said this, not that he cared for the poor. That's sad, isn't it? He didn't care for the poor. Listen, Jesus Christ tonight is a friend of sinners. Oh, I'm so glad about that tonight. I rejoice in my soul tonight that my Savior's a friend of sinners. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they said about the Lord Jesus Christ, they made fun of him because he sat and ate with the sinners. And I'm glad tonight that he is a friend of sinners. The scripture said this, that the Lord Jesus Christ said this. He said, Jesus said, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you. But this jumped out at me, what the scripture says, the rest of the verse. But me ye have not always. Me ye have not always. Don't you know the disciples heard that? They heard the words of the Lord Jesus Christ after walking with him, loving him, and him loving them back. And listen, it come to the place where the Son of God said, I call you no more my servants, but I call you my friends. There was a close relationship. There was that inner circle of Peter, James, and John. But Jesus loved all of his disciples. Don't you know he even loved Judas until the devil deceived him and entered into him and betrayed the Son of God. The scripture said he went out and hung himself and that Judas went to his own place. No, my friend, that place tonight, I don't want any part of it. I'm glad, thank God tonight that I've been saved by the grace of God. I was meditating this afternoon and I was thinking this coming Wednesday, I'll be 48 years old spiritually in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll never forget that night. Never until the day that I leave this world. It's branded in my mind and in my heart. And I thought about the disciples spending all this time with the Lord Jesus Christ and him loving them and them loving him back. And that compassion that they shared one with another. And who knows? I don't know. The Bible doesn't contain everything that the Lord Jesus Christ said while he was here. But I do know that it contains everything that he wants us to know that he said. Amen. And all the works are not contained in this Bible. As I said a few moments ago, this Bible couldn't contain all that he did. But I know he spent time with his disciples. He prayed with his disciples. He ate with his disciples. He fellowshiped with them. And there was a bond between them. And now Jesus is saying this. He says, but me ye have not always. This must have just confounded them. It must have troubled them. And then I began to read just a little further in the Bible. And I went over to John chapter number 13. And I find something that is so beautiful and so sweet and so compassionate of our Savior. Oh, may I say tonight, just pause a moment and say this. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you're at spiritually tonight. Jesus Christ loves you, and there's not a thing you can do about it. You can't stop him from loving you tonight. He cares for you so deeply tonight. Oh, listen, I'm going to get ahead of myself and jump ahead if I'm not careful. But he loves us tonight so much that he was willing to lay his life down for you and I. And the Son of God came to the feast of the Passover. And the scripture said this, that Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them until. Is that what it said? I missed it, didn't I? It said unto the end. I'm going to say tonight that that is indefinite. He loves you infinity tonight, from no beginning to no ending. He loves you that much. God the Father loved us so much tonight that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. And Christ is about to give his life in our place. Jesus said this right here. As he was saying, he said this, having loved them unto the end, and supper being ended, the devil now having put in the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray the Son of God. The Bible said this, that Jesus, knowing this, that the Father hath given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. He riseth from supper. He laid aside his garment and girded himself with a towel and took a small little wash basin and sat down in front of each one of his disciples, and he began to wash their feet. He washed them one by one. Oh, how personal that must have been. And he dried them with that towel. He went to the next, he went to the next, and went to the next. 11 disciples sitting there, and he came to the apostle Peter. And Peter said, you're not going to wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. And Peter got excited and said, just wash me all over. Wash me all over. And Jesus told him, said, only he that needs cleanse is those that have their feet that are dirty. No, I want to say tonight, that was a precious time that Jesus spent with his disciples. I get to spend some times with my Savior. I love him tonight. I love him because he first loved me. And there's nothing that takes a place of crawling up in a corner somewhere. I don't even have to speak aloud. I just begin to speak from my heart. And sometimes the tears just begin to roll from my soul. Other times it's just a time that I get to talk to Jesus. And he talks back to me. I prayed and prayed and prayed about the message that God laid on my heart. Been praying about it for days. And God said, I want you to preach it. I just want you to preach. Just trust me. I said, Lord, I don't know what to say, I don't know where to go. And said, trust me. So I'm trusting him tonight. I'm trusting him with all of my heart this evening to give us exactly what we need tonight. In John chapter number 14, Jesus knew, after speaking these words, that his disciples were troubled. And he said in John 14 and 1, let not your hearts be troubled. He knew them. Listen, he knows you tonight. He knows you through and through. He knows everything about us. He knows what we're made of. He knows what you're thinking in your heart. And there's not one thing tonight we can hide from him. Nothing. He knows it all. He does. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go. That must have struck his disciples. I go. He said, to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then I turn a little further in my Bible, and I began to read of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ told his disciples, he knew in their hearts that they were troubled. And Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. Listen what he says, forever, forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh, listen, he's concerned about us tonight. Listen, he's our comforter this evening. He is. I'm thankful tonight. Jesus said, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. He'll talk about Jesus Christ. He'll not uplift himself, though equal with God, equal with Christ, and Christ equal with God. His purpose is to exalt and edify the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say tonight, dear friend, that if you're a preacher of the Word of God, I don't care where you're at, if you're not edifying one person, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're not in the ministry that Christ called you to. We're put here to edify the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I tell you, we ought to, as preachers tonight, we ought to make a beeline. We ought to make a beeline to the Son of God. Yes, we should. Jesus told us in our text tonight that it's expedient. It's better for you. He said, I know you're troubled. In chapter number 16 and verse number 6, he said, because I said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your hearts. Their hearts were full of sadness. Their hearts were full of grief. Their hearts were heavy because of the words that Jesus Christ spoke unto them. And yet Jesus could read what was in their heart. They couldn't hide it. And he said, sadness has filled your heart. Jesus said in verse number 16, I believe it is. He said, a little while and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. His disciples begin to wonder, what's he talking about? A little while. A little while we'll see him. A little while we won't. A little while. What's he talking about? And Jesus knew that. And he said, do you inquire among yourselves that I said, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Said, preacher, what's he talking about? The very purpose that Jesus Christ came into the world. Christ is about to face something that no other man in the world ever faced. Oh, wait a minute, preacher. There'd been a lot of men that died by the death of the crucifixion, but no one ever died like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His face and his purpose was what the Father's purpose was, of what he came into this world. Jesus said this, what should I say? Save me from this hour. For this purpose came I into this world. Jesus was headed to the cross. And there at that cross, dear friend, they nailed the Son of God. They planted a crown of thorns. They placed it on his brow after laying his back open to the cat of nine tails. After them slapping across the face, I believe that those disciples, were they to look up at the Son of God, that they'd have seen someone with their eyes swollen inside out, with blood dripping from their face, his face, all the way down. See the stripes in his flesh cut open. There hung the Son of the living God. There he was between heaven, and there he was above earth, hanging on a tree. And upon the Son of God, as he hung there, 6 long hours. 6 hours is how long he hung. The Son of God said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. While he hung on that cross at 12 o'clock noon, God Almighty turned the lights of this world out, and it became black as midnight. And oh, listen, God Almighty laid upon him the sin of us all. It don't matter what you've done. If you're a murderer, a dope head, a drunkard, a whoremonger, ungodly, filthy, and vile, just like me, he laid my sins upon him. He took my sins in his own body on the tree that I could go free. He took that sin. He took that sorrow. He took that grief. He took from me the taste of death. I bless his name for that. I bless his name. 6 hours he hung there. The last 3 hours he suffered our sin. Lord Jesus Christ spake from the cross. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. It's the time of the Passover. They went to the thief on the left hand and break his legs. They went to the thief on the right and break his legs. But when they come to the one in the middle, he was dead already. That the scripture might be fulfilled, that not a bone of his was broken. They took him down off that cross. They took him and laid him in a borrowed tomb. 3 days and three nights he lay there, his body lay in that tomb. Our Bible tells us that he went down into the heart of the earth, into paradise, and led captivity captive. Early on Sunday morning, Martha took a stroll down to the tomb and seen the stone rolled away. She ran back to tell the disciples. Peter and John lit out of the house. Martha following along behind them. Now they get closer and closer to the tomb. The Bible said that John outrun Peter and beat Peter to the tomb. And John looked inside the tomb but didn't go in. But Peter went in and he saw the linen garments laying on one side at the feet and the napkin at the head. He was gone. He was gone. They were destroyed in their hearts, except for one. The Bible said that John looked in and believed. He believed. Amen. Martha stood outside the tomb, wondering what's happened to him. She looked inside the tomb and there was two angels, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said, "Whom seek ye?" "Can you tell me what they've done with my Lord?" And she stood up and turned around and saw someone standing there and supposed that to be the gardener. Said, "Sir, can you tell me what they've done with him, that I may go take my Lord?" Jesus said, "Whom do you seek, my Lord?" And then Jesus said, "Mary." Oh, I'm glad tonight that I'm one of his sheep and I know his voice. He knows us tonight. He knows your voice. Martha ran back as the Lord had told him, said, "Don't touch me. I've not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. But go tell my brethren. Go tell my brethren that I've risen." And Martha ran back and told the disciples, said, I've seen him. And some of them, when they heard it, it seemed like fables in their ears. And that very same day, while the doors were shut, in stepped the Son of God. They looked upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He showed them the nails where he was pierced. They showed them the scar in the side. And they saw him and they believed. That day they had joy in their heart. They were filled with joy, because the Son of God was alive. The scripture tells us this, that our Lord Jesus Christ spent 40 days with them. 40 days. Spent with the disciples. The Apostle Paul said this, that the Lord Jesus Christ was seen after his passion by above 500 at one time. Right. Listen, it's indisputable tonight. It's indisputable that our Lord Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead. If he had not arisen, our faith would be vain tonight. But I have a hope inside me tonight. I read this about John. Who other but John would say this? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Who better could testify than John than that? Amen. The book of Luke, chapter number 24, tells us this, that just before the 40 days, our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, said, tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. Scripture said that he led them out just as much as to Bethany. And he raised his hands. The Bible said that the Son of God blessed his disciples. And as he blessed them, heavens opened up. Listen, Luke recorded it again in the book of Acts. Remember, they were standing there. And the scripture said this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that the heavens opened and a cloud received them out of their sight. And they all stood there and gazed up into heaven. And the angel said, why stand you here gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus that's gone away shall so come again in like manner. After 10 days that they tarried in Jerusalem, our pastor mentioned it this morning, that they were all in the upper room, 120 of them. And they were praying and waiting for the promise of the Father. And suddenly in chapter number 2, there came a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And it sat upon each of them, and cloven tongues like as a fire rested and set upon each one of them. And they began to speak with tongues. They began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. 17 different nationalities there that day. They spoke in a language that every single one of them heard them speak the glorious works of Almighty God in. It was something that they could hear in their own language. On that day, the Holy Ghost baptized them into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And may I say this, that the message changed from that point on. The Apostle Peter stood up with the power of the Holy Ghost. Said these men looked out and saw them and said, these men are drunken. And Peter stood up and said, these men are not drunken as you suppose. It's but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Oh, listen. Peter stood up with the power and authority of the word of God. And listen, we have that authority tonight. If you're saved by the grace of God, the Holy Ghost is living inside of us in the person. I was reading across the Apostle Paul. And he was talking to the church at Corinth. And in one place he would say that you're in Christ. And the other place he'd say, Christ in you. Over and over and over. Christ in us. And we in Christ. Listen, the Holy Ghost has put us into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the Comforter. Jesus said, I'll send another Comforter. While he was with them, he was their Comforter. But now he's ascended up to heaven, and he sent back another Comforter, and he lives inside every believer tonight. I know what it is tonight to quench the Spirit of God. And when you quench the Spirit of God, you know it immediately. I know what it is tonight to grieve the Spirit of God. That's to cause sadness to the Holy Ghost. Do something we know we ought not do. And all of a sudden our heart is smitten that we've done wrong. But there's one thing I know, that our pastor
puts in our, he tells it over and over and over and over. And I thank God for it. It helps me remember it. That if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm thankful for that. Every once in a while, the old devil will try to dredge something up out of the sea of forgetfulness. He'll try to pull it up and send it through my mind. I get down and begin to pray and say, Lord, please forgive me for that. I said, well, what are you talking about, son? That's already forgiven. I'm telling you tonight, listen, friend. I'm as vile. I'm not worthy to stand up here tonight and preach the word of God. I'm not worthy to even open this book. I'm not. But in Christ Jesus, he makes us worthy. I am what I am by the grace of God. He's my comforter. I don't know what I'd have done without my comforter. Go through a valley in your life. I've preached a lot of funerals. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many funerals I preached. I don't keep no book. I don't keep no book how many people get saved under my preaching. God's got a record of every bit of that. Why should I keep a feeble old record of it? I couldn't tell you how many funerals I preached. I preached some that were lost as they could be. And I preached the funeral because their loved ones were members of the church that I was pastoring. And you stand there in front of that, there's absolutely no hope you can give the family at all of being able to see their loved one again. That's sad. That's sad. And I've told my family over and over and over again, I want you to know that I'm saved. I've gave them my testimony so many times and probably more than I've even gave the church my testimony, and y'all tired hearing me say it. January 1st, 1977, I couldn't even describe what happened to me. I knelt as an old, vile, corrupt, foul-mouthed, blaspheming sinner. The word of God got a hold of my heart that night. I ran to the altar and got down and cried out to God. And I stood up a different person. Amen. Completely different. Not the same person. I could ask my wife right now, where does my finger want to be if I leave this world before you? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm new in Christ. He brings me joy. Driving down the street, sometime all by myself, suddenly I'm made aware that I have somebody in the seat beside me. I got a visitor with me, and it's holy. Somebody said, preacher, you've lost your mind. And that might be so, but I'm enjoying myself. I am. I'm having a good time. Now you're off your rocker. Yeah, I am. I joined that group. I'm not a holy roller, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe in shouting the praises of God. I do. Anything wrong tonight with raising your hands and saying, glory be to thy precious name. Hallelujah to the one that birthed me into his family. Hallelujah, I'm not the man that I used to be. Blessed be his precious name. I've never seen Jesus, but I have him living in here. He's inside me. And one of these days, I don't care what you believe. there's going to come a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God. Whether I'm buried beneath the sod or I'm standing alive, I'm going to drop this robe of flesh. Well, that earth is going to give up that seed. And I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. I'm going to meet him face to face. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. Every head bowed, every eye tucked closed tonight. I've given you what God's put upon my heart. It's time to stop and quit. I wonder this evening, we're about to step into a new year here in just a couple of days. Anybody here tonight like to start that new year out right? Say, preacher, I've never been saved. And I'd just like to slip my hand up and right back down and ask you to pray for me. I've never been saved. Would you pray for me? Anybody here tonight like that? Say, pray for me, preacher. I'll not come to you. I'd not embarrass you. I just want to know how to pray for you. Say, preacher, I've never been saved. Would you pray for me? Anybody like that here tonight? Anybody here say, preacher, I know I've been saved, but I also know that I'm not where I should be tonight with the Lord. God bless your heart. God bless your heart. Preacher, I'm carrying some things I ought not be carrying. I'm living with some things I ought not be living with as a child of God. Pray for me, preacher. Pray that God will unload them off of me. Anybody else, lift your hand. God bless your heart. Somebody else, pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. God bless you tonight. Hands all over the place tonight. I'm going to say a word of prayer. My Father, I pray tonight for the precious hands that's gone up. You know what's in their heart. I can't read their heart, but you can. You know what they're dealing with in their life. You know what they're going through. You know what burden they're carrying. And I pray, Heavenly Father, you give them the strength tonight to step forward tonight and bring it to you. Lay it down here at the altar and leave it there. Get up and go back with that burden lifted. Lord, have your will, your way, your purpose. I ask you to speak the words in the hearts of the people that I cannot do. I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. What page you got, brother?
381.
381.
81, just as I am.
Oh, page 81, just as I am. Would you come tonight? Would you just come on? Step out right now. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Don't let him whisper in your ear. So, preacher, I'm concerned what somebody else might say. Don't worry about them. Just come on right now, would you? Just like you are. Come to Jesus, would you? Preacher, there's somebody beside me. I don't want to interrupt them. I don't want to bother them. They'll understand. Just say, excuse me. They'll move out of your way. Come on tonight. Would you do it? Let us pray with you tonight, would you?